We're back. It's Rosie on the House. Taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348 to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. A lot of people moving in town. Bruce and I are doing our best to try and roll out the red carpet and welcome you all. A lot of people moving to Arizona will have a swimming pool for the first time they've ever had.
Yeah, which is, you know, growing up here, like every other house has a pool, so yeah. It's just kind of normal here.
Now, one of the things we talk about in today's article about getting to know life with a swimming pool is a lot of people will cover them through the winter. Greatly reduce the amount of chemicals you need, eliminate the sunlight, kind of put your swimming pool to sleep. But you know what I've never figured out? How do you pull that cover off?
Yeah, I've never had a pool cover personally. Uh-huh. You know, the house that we're in now, we've been in for, it's already been 8 years. I've never had a pool cover personally.
Yeah.
But back in my inspections days, I certainly did a number of houses that had them.
They tend to accumulate a winter's dust level.
Dust, yeah.
Leaves.
Some leaves, dust, dirt, twigs,
all sorts. Have you ever figured out a way to remove a swimming pool cover and not have that half that end up in the swimming pool?
No, I never tried. If there was a pool cover on it, I didn't even try to look at it. So.
I hate power dust blowers, leaf blowers. But if I had one and I was going to take the cover off,
that would probably be the trick.
I'd wait till after the sunset, but before my neighbors went to bed.
you get a very specific window there.
Yeah. I would do it when nobody could see what I'm doing, and I think I would blow it off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you certainly. You don't want all that ending up in the pool. You're kind of defeating the purpose.
So a lot of people cover their pools, but I would tell you, in my experience, the majority of people do not. We just allow it to be an architectural feature in the backyard all year long. The chemical consumption, just by nature of the water cooling off, goes significantly down.
Yeah, I have to put far less chlorine in my pool in the wintertime, and you set the pump to run less, and we have a little water feature on our pool, so I wouldn't want to totally shut it down. Wintertime's the time to hang out in your backyard here, so I like to turn on the water feature, listen to the water in the background. And
one of the things you're going to need to get to know as a new pool owner is how to test the water quality of your water.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so simple.
It really is. Your easiest is the pool strips, and a good quality pool strip, from what I can tell, works well. A lot of pool professionals use them. But you can go all out and get a full on test kit. I've done that as well when I was a new pool owner and determined to do it myself.
I
did a lot of fighting with that pool. I probably spent more money on chemicals than 2 years of pool service would have been.
Uh-huh.
But, so I ended up with that. But I've gone now to where I just use the quick pool strips, and I haven't really had a problem since. So you just got to stay on top of it.
You can find a lot of information about pool ownership and maintenance on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. The pool does need to be drained periodically every few years. You can recycle that water, but it does get to the point where it evaporates about every 2 years, 2 to 3 years. So that water is getting harder. Yeah. Everything evaporates except the grains of hardness.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder and harder.
The stabilizers and the chlorine tabs is building up, and, you know, all sorts of things. So, and just one quick note back. I always used to tell people, if you're a new pool owner, you're new to Arizona in particular, it's probably worth it. You know, call a Rosie certified pool service company. Cause like I said, that when I was determined to do it myself, I wasted more time and money trying to do it myself, not knowing what I was doing.
When I had 6 kids at home, they were my pool service. And now that we're empty nesters, Jennifer has been the pool gal for years now. And she just bit the bullet and hired an outside pool service to take care of the pool. And she came in kind of aggravated the other morning from the backyard. And she put her hands on her hips while I'm there just having a nice cup of coffee in the morning, sitting in our little breakfast area. And I thought, oh, this isn't going to be good. She says, do you know how much money we've been saving every month by not having a pool service? I said, no. She said, not enough. She said, I can't believe you haven't had me hire a service 20 years ago. For all the grief, it could have saved us for all the years. I said, oh, honey, well, you've got one now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So swimming pool maintenance and getting to know it. Let me say one more time for those of you listening in Pima County. The Pima County Natural Resources Park and Recreation Department has openings to teach 800 people how to swim. The kids that learn how to swim will get a free life vest upon graduation. Make sure we fill all 800 of those seats. We'll be right back.